You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Another important consideration when heading out to a beach to swim this summer is the quality of our water. For a scientific's perspective on water quality and how we can determine whether our local beaches, lakes or rivers are polluted or safe to swim at, I spoke with Land Air Water Aotearoa's Can I Swim Here science lead, Anna Medeiros-Smith. Anna speaks on how water quality is assessed by LAWA, how the public can find information on polluted waterways, and what impact potentially toxic algae can have on people and animals. Here is Anna. How is swimming water quality determined?
Okay, so there's a few things that come into play when we talk about whether a site is swimmable or not. Now, these can be things like, is the site clean? Is there litter? Is it accessible to people? The other thing, these are all things that we can typically see, but one of the problems is the site safe for swimming in terms of, is there fecal contamination which can cause illness to people when they swim and obviously ingest a bit of water or it gets over the skin and things like that. These are things that we can't see. They're microbes that are in the water and they can cause illness. The ones that we test for don't actually cause illness in themselves, but they're an indicator that feces has entered the water, and that can be from animal feces, bird feces, human feces sometimes. And how that enters the water is in a number of ways. So during rainfall, which is why we suggest people avoid swimming for 2 to 3 days following a heavy rain, water can come off the land, and you know how you see it sort of dribbling through your gutters? That means that it's taking everything off the land, and that can include things like animal feces, and putting it into the water through the stormwater network. So the stormwater network just goes to your nearest river, stream or beach. These are the things that can cause illness. So what we suggest people do is to jump onto LAWA before they head to a site, because LAWA reports all the information that councils have collected, and it can be anything from every 15 minutes in terms of predicted water quality, like Auckland and Greater Wellington, or it can be weekly physical samples where people go down, take a water sample, and it goes off to the lab to get tested. And so LAWA has the most up-to-date information. That's Land Air Water Aotearoa, lawa.org.nz. So we suggest people log into that and have a look for the local beach that they want to go swim at, and that has all the information you need there.
Is this something that we'll have to deal with forever when it comes to there being reports or going onto the LAWA website and seeing that the water at your local beach is currently not safe to swim in? Is this something that we'll always be looking at, or is there ways in which there is work towards improving water quality around the beaches in Auckland?
That's a really good question. And you know, part of our role is to try and help people identify both areas that are just unsuitable for swimming or areas that may exceed from time to time and under certain conditions, but also what councils will do is if an area is a problem site, they will get samples and they will test them to try and identify what the source of material coming in is. So if it's things like bovine or cows, then fencing, planting, that sort of thing will help stop that fecal material from coming into the water. If it's birds, well, there's a bit of an issue there because we have multiple goals for some of our areas. Or if it's human, then it can mean that there are issues with the infrastructure in the area that need to be remedied. So the technology is improving, which allows us to find source and then be able to manage for it in certain areas. Obviously, you know, we live in a country where there is a lot of people next to our coastal areas. There is a lot of rural landscape. So from time to time, areas will exceed. You know, it's likely as in the past. However, when you get that intensification, you certainly can get some of those problems.
I just wanted to talk briefly about toxic algae. What is toxic algae and how can it be identified? And what happens if you swim with it?
Okay, so potentially toxic algae is a form of cyanobacteria, or it's known also as blue-green algae. And it has sort of two forms when it comes to looking at swimmability and whether it's safe to swim. One is where you get your rivers and you get those stony bottom rivers, and it can look like almost a mat of velvety black growth over the rocks, and that's known as Formidium or benthic cyanobacteria, so it's on the bottom. Now that can affect rivers, particularly in summer when the water temperature is a bit warmer, the light availability, because of course it photosynthesizes, so the light availability is there, and then you get the stream regime that will allow it to grow and to bloom. So cyanobacteria is a normal part of an ecosystem. It's a naturally occurring algae, and it's found everywhere from pristine waterways to highly modified waterways. So what you need to do is have a look at some of the videos that are out, and particularly the ones on Lawa under What About My Dog, because part of the problem is it can be unsafe for humans and it can be unsafe for dogs particularly. The reason it's unsafe for dogs is when it washes up on the side, it gets all musty and smelly. They love the smell, so they pop their nose in, have a little sniff around, and then take a little chunk to eat, and that can be when it produces toxins. Part of the issue is we don't know when or what spurs the mat to produce toxins. So just because it's there doesn't mean it is producing toxins, hence the name potentially toxic algae. So our advice is you have to actually treat it, any kind of occurrence of it, as though it's producing toxins, because we can't tell you. The other form is planktonic or in the water cyanobacteria, and that's where you get lakes that have that sort of pea soup kind of colour, or it could be quite brown, and that is a free floating algae that's just using the sun to reproduce and gain energy, and when it gets into favourable conditions, it can bloom. Again, it can produce toxins, particularly when that bloom dies off. So it's best to avoid swimming and look for signs. Look for signs at the site or on Lawa that let you know whether or not there has been an occurrence of potentially toxic algae at that site.
So the big takeaway is to make sure that you check the Lawa website before you go to your local beach, your local waterway. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We've tried to put as much information on there as possible to help people to make their own decisions, because water quality changes. And so just because the site was sampled on Monday and it was green, if it's rained for 2 or 3 days and rained heavily, on Thursday it may no longer be suitable for swimming. So we have a little icon that comes up with raindrops, and it says, hey, look, conditions may have changed since we sampled. So even though we sampled on Monday when it was green, so green being good to go, in the meantime, between now and then, we've had a heap of rain and it's changed, you know, things may have changed at this site. And we're just trying to let people know, have a look around. If you can see things, some of the things that might say, hey, it's probably not best not to swim here today, is if the water's discoloured, if you can see a lot of stock or animals or stormwater outlets directly into, maybe just move away. And that just helps people to identify some of these things before they go for a swim. But also don't be afraid. You know, the water quality at most of New Zealand's beaches, lakes, rivers is really good. You know, particularly our coastal beaches, the rivers can be more influenced by rainfall, and lagoons a little bit more because they're warmer and they sort of tend to slow down a bit. But we've got some great swimming spots, and it's just a matter of just checking in, making sure that there's nothing you need to know before you go.
That was Lawa's Can I Swim Here science lead, Anna Madaris-Smith, speaking on water quality at Auckland beaches. A couple of resources that were mentioned in these last two pieces on swimming safely this summer that I want to reiterate are, firstly, the Land Air Water Aotearoa website, www.lawa.org.nz, which connects you with New Zealand's environment through sharing scientific data. Hit the Can I Swim Here link and you will get regularly updated water quality data for your local waterway where you want to swim. The website also will tell you whether waterways are safe for your dog when it comes to potentially toxic algae. The website mentioned in the interview before that with Surf Life Saving New Zealand's Matt Williams is safeswim.org.nz, which is an Auckland Council website and allows you to navigate the swimmability of beaches around Auckland when it comes to water quality and pollution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.